Your name and where do you represent?
I'm Adam Bolton and I'm not an elected politician. I represent Sky News as a journalist.
Who is the most famous person on your mobile phone?
I don't know. I think I've got David Cameron's number. I've never rang it. I've got Nick Hucknall's number. I've got, I don't know. That'll probably do.
Which TV box set would you take to a desert island?
Definitely the Larry Sanders Show.
Which is the most listened to album on your iPod?
Rolling Stones, probably Black and Blue.
I have
an iPad.
This week on Newsnight.
Sky is probably.
Is that you avoiding the question?
I don't think I'm avoiding the question. I've been on both shows, so. It's one of the. It's very difficult to ever criticise or discriminate amongst your competitors. It's always a bad move.
Have you ever been to Benidorm?
I think I have, yeah.
What did you think of it?
It was big.
What is your favourite form of exercise?
I go to the gym. I wouldn't say favourite, but that's what I do. Yes.
Right, what is your favourite takeaway?
I don't know, really. I don't actually do much takeaway, really.
What is your guilty pleasure?
I quite like rockumentary films. I don't know why, you know, histories of the band and why they broke up.
Do you like Spinal Tap then?
I do like Spinal Tap, yeah. In fact, we were thinking last week that trying to get into the auditorium was very like the scene in Spinal Tap where they can't find the stairs to the stage.
Do you ever Google yourself?
Yeah, I do. Mainly to check out how my Wikipedia entry has been, vandalised by someone.
And how has it been?
One time someone vandalised it. I mean, quite often it's quite sort of nasty stuff, but one time they vandalised it and said I was addicted to cheese, especially Cathedral City. So you have to check up on these things.
Describe yourself in 5 words.
Political editor of Sky News.
Clever. X Factor or Strictly?
Neither. I really can't stand those programmes. I think that they're humiliating people for no particular point.
Football or rugby, and which team, if any?
I'm better at rugby, or I was when I played. I'd probably, if I had to, would rather watch football. And I've always said I support Arsenal, but not in a very active way.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.